Election 2024 on News Talk.
We have Simon Coveney with us in Cork. Good morning, Simon.
Good morning.
Thanks
for having me on.
It is a pleasure. It looks to be that you are more or less where you were. Obviously, there is still a little bit to play for. Given the way that the last week of the campaign was going, are you breathing sighs of relief?
Well, look, I think Fine Gael have done a lot better than many people were predicting 3 days ago. Probably not as well as some people were predicting 2 weeks ago. So, election campaigns can be very difficult in the last 10 days, and that proved to be the case for Fine Gael because, things went wrong that we weren't expecting. And I think Simon Harris, to be fair to him, showed remarkable resilience, really, in those last 10 days because there was extraordinary pressure on him.
Did he cause some of those problems, though?
Look, I mean, he made a mistake. He apologised for it. I don't think that defines him, and I don't think it should. Ironically, Simon Harris came into politics on the back of campaigning on disability issues. To question Simon's commitment on disability, I think is something that's not, that fair. But I think, we need to judge Simon through the campaign. He had the toughest campaign of all of the political leaders, in my view. There was an incredibly bright spotlight on him in terms of everything he said and did, because he's a new leader. He's the youngest Taoiseach we've ever had. He's the youngest Fine Gael leader we've ever had. And he's only been in office for 7 months. So there was huge scrutiny and focus on him. I think he showed real grit through the campaign to see it through and to maintain and hold Fine Gael's vote. And of course, we're going to make quite significant gains in terms of new seat numbers. We're not going to do as well as Fianna Fáil in terms of seat numbers, but I think Fine Gael are going to do very well when all these counts are over. And what's extraordinary from a Fine Gael perspective is that we could have more than 20 new TDs in the party, which is more than half the parliamentary party in the Dáil.
What's your projection in terms of numbers? We're hearing sort of 38, 39. Do you think it's going to be more than that?
No. I think it's hard to be exact, but I think that figure is in and around the right figure. And if it is the right figure, then we've made gains.
But you've made gains only effectively to match the seat inflation of the number of available seats in the Dáil. It isn't much of a net improvement were it not for the additional seats available.
Well, look, I mean, you can try and spin it that way if you want, or you can talk about the fact that more than half of Fine Gael's TDs were retiring and we're coming back now with more TDs, and more than half of those TDs will, significantly more than half, will be new to the Dáil. Like that effectively is, a vote of confidence in the future of Fine Gael, and ensures that we have a very strong and talented new group of people coming through, which I think Simon Harris will be very encouraged by. I think we're also now, I hope, in a position where Fine Gael can go into government for a fourth term in a row, which is a historic achievement for the party. Of course, we have to work with others to make that happen. But, I've been hearing some commentary about, maybe Fine Gael should sit it out in opposition now and leave it to others and so on. Certainly my view is that you're in politics to make as big a difference as you can, and you can maximise your impact for society and the communities that you come from by being in government. So I hope that Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil together, having worked together for the last 5 years reasonably well, will be able to put a government together based on trust and generosity. And we will need a third partner in those efforts.
What's your preference?
Let's wait and see. My preference would be to work with a political party, if that's possible. But really, that's up to parties like the Labour Party and the Social Democrats if they want to come into government, and if they are realistic about the compromises that are needed to come into government. I think the two bigger parties need to be generous towards a third partner, but the third partner needs to be willing to compromise as well. There is, of course, another potential option for Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil, and that's to work with a group of like-minded independents. And there are plenty of independents who want to be in government and want to be constructive in those efforts. So there are plenty of options there. But I think, look, we need to first of all get, you know, get these counts behind us to know what the lie of the land is. And then I think the party leaders and the teams around them will work, I hope, towards trying to put a government together as soon as possible, because, you know, politics outside of Ireland at the moment is very volatile across the European Union and indeed on the other side of the Atlantic. And I think the sooner Ireland puts together a stable, strong government on the basis of an agreed programme for government, the better.
Okay, Simon, thank you very much for your time this morning. That is Simon Coveney, former Fine Gael TD and, of course, former Minister for Enterprise.
Election 2024 on News Talk.